Today we start Masech HaSukkah. Today's daf was Sukkah Daf Beis. The Mishnah at the very beginning of Masech HaSukkah tells us that a Sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is pasul, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda thinks a Sukkah that's Gavah Master Mama is kosher. All the other halachas in the Mishnah, there's no machlokas about a Sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim tall, doesn't have three walls, has more chama than sel, has more sunlight than shade. All of those things, the Mishnah doesn't tell us any machlokas about those things, that it's pasul. It's just directly pasul. So the Gemara started out by asking, wait a second, when we had a mavoi where the Korah on top of the Mavu was more than 20 amos tall, the first missionary even said, Yemait. It told us how to solve the problem. It didn't just say it's puzzle. How come by Sukkah it says just puzzle? So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, since Sukkah is Daraisa, it could say in more absolute terms that it's puzzle. But Mavu is only Drabanan, so we tell you how to fix it. We don't like to give absolute declarations when it comes to Dinim Drabanan. Second possibility is, by Mavu, that was the only halacha in the mission over there about a Korah that's the Malamich. So it's easy to tell you how to fix it. It's the same amount of words to tell you how to fix it as it is to tell you that it's possible. But when it comes to Sukkah, to the first Mishnah in Sukkah, we have so many halachas over here. We have about the one that's less than 10 tefachim, doesn't have three walls, chamas merum mitzlasa. So we can't tell you the solution to all of these things. It's much easier to just say possible, because that applies to everything equally. The rest of Amud Aleph discussed why it is that the Tanakhama holds that a Sukkah that's more than 20 amos is possible. What's the Svara? So three possibilities. Rabba says it's based on the man yedu dorosechem ki basukos v'shafti es b'nei Yisrael, that a person has to realize while he's sitting in Sukkah that he's covered by schach, and if the schach is more than 20 amos above you, you're not going to even see the schach, you're not even going to realize it. That's the problem with it. Rabbi Zera says, no, the problem is, Pasuk says v'sukkah tia letzel yom ha-mechorev, that the shade that one is provided with in a Sukkah is from the schach. If the walls are really, really tall, the shade that you get is not shade from the schach, it's shade from the walls. So that's the problem. Rava says, no, the problem is the third issue. Basukos teshvu shivas yamin. The halacha of Sukkah is that you're supposed to be tzei midiras keva v'shav midiras arayi. You're supposed to leave your permanent home and stay in a temporary home. Well, if a Sukkah is more than 20 amos tall, that's a permanent kind of structure. So that's the problem with the Sukkah Tzmal Mechafama. So Gemara says, why do the other two reject the third opinion, and the first two, why does each one reject the other one? So none of them want to say like Rabbah, because they say the man yedu dorosechem is not about realizing that you're in a Sukkah. It's about remembering the theme of Sukkah, that it's a zecher to the Anani HaKavod or the Sukkos Mamish. They don't want to say like Rabbi Zera, because the pasuk that Rabbi Zera quoted is not even about Sukkos. The pasuk he quoted is about Yemos HaMashiach, so they don't think you can learn anything from Rabbi Zera's pasuk. And they don't want to say like Rava, because Abaye already asked on Rava that if your concern is Diras Keva versus Diras Arai, then if you make mechitzos shel barzel, you make short mechitzos, but they're made out of iron, is that going to be possible also because it's diras keva? So that's why each one rejects the other opinions. Then the Gemara has a few statements that it tries to attribute to some of these opinions. Rabbi Yoshia says that the whole machlokas is if the walls don't reach all the way up to the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, even the Tanakhama is going to say it's kosher when it's more than 20 amos tall, presumably because he held like Rabba that the whole concern is that your eye is not going to catch the schach. But if the wall reaches all the way up to the schach, your eye will catch the schach. Rav Huna Marav had a statement that it's the machlokas is only when it's less than 4x4 amos. If it's more than 4x4 amos, it could be way more than 20 amos tall. So that's assuming like Rabbi Zera that the concern is one of shade. So if you have a wider sukkah, longer sukkah, so you're going to get the shade from the schach even if it's very, very tall. But Rav Chanan Bar Rabba's statement in the name of Rav that the whole machlokas is only when it's exactly 7x7 tefachim, but if it's larger than 7x7 tefachim, that doesn't fit any of the three shitos that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. The Gemara then tries to figure out what exactly Rav Huna and Rav Chanan Bar Rabba argue about. Why would one say the machlokas is only about when it's dalet al dalet amos, and the other say the machlokas is about when it's zayin al zayin tefachim? At first we thought maybe they argue about what the minimum size of a sukkah is, whether it's 7x7 tefachim or dalet al dalet amos. The Gemara says, no, maybe they both agree that it's 7x7 tefachim is the minimum size. It's just a question of where the machlokas of a very tall sukkah kicks in. And then the very last thing we saw in the daf was a raya from a brisa that a sukkah that's lamala mechaf amah, that the machlokas is going to apply even when the sukkah is very large, because the machlokas apparently applies in the sukkah of Hilni Amalka, because presumably Hilni Amalka, because she was royalty, sat in a very large sukkah. And yet we find that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue back and forth about her sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda thought it was a gevaldik araya that a sukkah l'mala michavam is kasher because she sat in such a sukkah, and the Rabbanan didn't correct her at all. No one had any problem with it, even though she had children, some of whom were above the age of chinuch, and she was careful about following the dinim d'Rabbanan, and still she sat in such a sukkah, so Rabbi Yehuda thought it was a gevaldik araya. But you see that even with such a large sukkah, the machlokas still applies. So that's a raya that the machlokas applies even on a very large sukkah. And tomorrow we'll reject the raya.